Welcome to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Call 1-833-HOME-SHOW. That's 1-833-466-3746. Now, the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Feel free to give us a call at 855-765-1045. I'm Shefalika, and I'm joined today by your host, Bill. Take it away.
Hey, thank you, Shefalika, and thank you, North Florida and South Georgia, for being here with us today. We are blessed to be in studio, and, for our area, we pretty much made it through the storm pretty good.
We weathered the storm.
We weathered it. Yes. I'm joined today by Jocko with the Coding Man. Say hey, Jocko.
Hey, everyone. Glad to be back with you.
And with my good friend Gary with Studio Podcast Suites.
Hey, everyone.
And, you know, we are, like I said, we're real blessed to be, in a position where, not many of us got a lot of damage. I mean, some of us, I got called out to look at a couple spots where a tree went through somebody's stucco and some things like that where, people just have questions and they want to know, what the right route to go is. And they, sometimes these things can be real confusing. And if you do need help or you do have some questions, we're here for you. You can call us throughout the week at 833-HOME-SHOW. Or if you want to be a part of the show today and you have some questions or you have something happened to your house and you want to talk about it, give us a call here at 855-765-1045. That's 855-765-1045. The fun has begun, Gary. There's a lot of storm chasers out there. They just arrested a guy from another state coming into Florida,
really?
Doing roofing unlicensed. He's a licensed contractor in another state, but you can't just pop over from Georgia to Florida. It just doesn't work that way.
Oh, boy.
And, if you are out here listening and you have some work that needs to be done, make sure you're hiring someone who is licensed and insured. And, you're not having an unlicensed person do activities licensed pros should be doing.
Yeah. This time, when something like this happens, we talked about it pre the storm, but once the storm happens, they start coming out of the woodwork, all knocking on doors and doing their thing. I saw a truck driving around in our neighborhood and, it didn't look reputable. He was just going around seeing if there was something on that. I think they were looking more for, trees. Yeah. If trees fall in and all that. So I think that was what they were looking for and see if they can help people. But we, our neighbor just had little, branches here, branch there. It wasn't anything significant, which was good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
the concern is a lot of times, and like you said, this guy locally here, that just was recently arrested, he was a licensed contractor. I believe it was from Georgia. He came from, but each state has its own building codes and building, licenses. And, it's like a guy from up north, a lot of, we hear it all the time in the industry, guys from up north think they build things to the best standards because, this is a, this has got, load bearing and snow and all this is going to go on the roof. We got yada, yada, yada. But they don't realize that. Florida, we have pretty strict building standards too.
Especially with roofs.
Yeah, especially with roofs and especially with siding and things like that. And so, when they come down here, they may think they have an idea of what it takes to do it the right way, but until they've gone through the school and done the continuing education, they don't really know what they're talking about.
Well, hurricane standards are different than other types of standards. And, that's one of the things that, if you're a building pro and you're in the construction industry, the difference and you've been through it. But, as a homeowner, most of us out here don't realize the real dangers when you have exposure for uplift, where your roof can just come like I always pictured the Wizard of Oz. Is it the Wizard of Oz or one of those? I forget which one it is, where the roof
house
just spun off.
That was a Wizard of Oz. Or it could have been Twister.
Yeah, it's not one of those, but I don't think I saw Twister. I don't like scary movies. But, the reality is we all have to be careful when we hire somebody. And do your due diligence properly, because if you hire someone to do it improperly, and as a matter of fact, I got called to a guy's house, a beautiful, this is probably a $1 million house, Gary. And the guy, they put hardy board, the lap siding up, but they have the lap separated by about a finger gap. So each slap is finger gap sized different. And it's like, you know, they're not supposed to be a finger. Mm-hmm. You can't put your finger in there. No,
it's supposed to be like an eighth of an inch,
maybe like a business card, you know, something like that. And so he's having to now replace the entire basically half his entire house. And, you know, these are things that, you know, as a consumer, you know, it's expensive. You know, you can't afford to do these jobs two, three times because you hired the wrong guy. And that's, you know, a lot of, and that's even in painting. Jocko, you guys see that all the time when people don't do the prep properly.
Well, that's what we see whenever, you know, that's why we stay so busy, because people want to get it done the right way the first time. They maybe have had bad experiences in the past where somebody's cut corners and left them hanging, you know, and left them to foot the bill afterwards. You know, they paid somebody to do it, but they thought they were going to do it was the right way. And then they're left hanging because somebody cut corners, they painted over wood rot, they didn't caulk up something properly. And so a couple of years later, now it's rotten, you know, and they got to do it all over again. And then they'll usually call, give us a call and try to get it done the right way the next time, you know, so you don't have to do it again. Because that's one thing I like to say is the most expensive project, especially home improvement, is the one that you have to do twice.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
That's an understatement.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, this
absolutely.
Past week, unfortunately, my hot water tank went on my garage, and they didn't. And I was all this rust stuff was on my garage floor, and I knew what happened, you know, right away. And it was on an old. It was not an old, only 6 years old, and it was a really good hot water tank. But being said, it had to be replaced. So I took a page out of what we talk about every week. My neighbor's been using, I've seen this guy over there two, three times, and I went out to call my neighbors, and I said, hey, do you have an electrician? Mine moved away. And he said, yeah, I got this guy. So he gave me his name, and one thing led to another. I actually did everything you always tell me, Bill. I went to the state, looked for his license, his name. Everything was there. Everything was legit. He's been in for, you know, for about 15, 20 years. Everything was there. And now that boy was the best decision I ever made. I mean, he came within, believe it or not, he came within like 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. That's on a good, Friday, nice. On a Friday night, he was wrapping up and he said, hey, look it, I'm just finishing up the job. I'll come to your house. He was down in Palm Coast.
Wow.
Yeah. But then I think the, how he did work, I was so impressed. You know, when somebody's clean and neat and knows what they're doing, you can tell they know what they're doing.
Sure. Oh,
and, yeah. And I never had an electrician ever do this. He called me back the next day and said, hey, is the hot water hot enough for you guys? Is everything doing good? Then about 3 days later, he called me back in. I said, double checking on you to make sure everything's working well. And that's nice. that shows a pro that he is.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and this is a one-off. This is not like a big company. This is a one-off guy. So there are really legitimate, you know, single, you know, ownerships out there, sole proprietors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're legitimate licensed and insured professionals.
Yep.
And, you know, and that's the difference, you know, as we're out here, you know, if you're here listening to us today, you really have to understand there's a huge difference between the guy that is a licensed insured pro that has his stuff together versus a handyman who is pretty much, you know, he's doing everything for everybody. You know, if you need anything done, he can do it for you. And that's just not the case. You know, those guys aren't licensed to do electrical. They're not licensed to do plumbing. They're not licensed to do, you know, roofing. They're not licensed to do a lot of other things. And it'd be, you know, like asking, you know, a guy who maybe the lady who served your food to cut your hair.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be a trick, you know, and, you know, you wouldn't want that to happen.
No, I don't think so. But with my hair, it doesn't make too much.
Well, Gary, yeah, you have short hair, but
it'd be like asking your vet. And, you know, if you're a vet out there listening, veterinarian, you know, don't take me wrong, but it'd be like asking your vet to do brain surgery. You know, that's a big, you don't want to do that.
That's true. Although the vet is a doctor and this handyman has no credentials.
Yeah,
he might have worked for somebody in the past and had some experience, but it doesn't give them, you know, that's the big thing. Just do your due diligence and make sure that the people you hire to do those things, you know, he can do a lot of other little things, but, you know, make sure if it's a activity that's supposed to be licensed, you hire the right guy.
Exactly. Or it's like asking your painter to do roofing for you, or asking,
right,
you know, and that's
right.
What a lot of these handyman are, is they're just a handyman. They maybe do some painting and drywall, but you know, could you frame this addition for me?
Right.
You know, could you pour this concrete pad? Could you, you know, there's more technical stuff that goes into a lot of that stuff.
Absolutely. If you're not a concrete guy, you just don't know, you know, you have to tie things back in.
You have to know your limitations.
And you have to know your limitations. But, you know, there's
as far as, you know, a handyman or anybody in general.
Sure.
Homeowners.
Even putting pavers down, guys. Even putting pavers down, you have to make sure that the surface is prepped properly, that it's compacted. And, you know, there's a lot of different stuff to make sure you're not going to have the soil migration under it happened quickly and all these other things. So, you know, it's not just as simple as you may think it is, because these people that do the jobs, they make it look simple.
Well, it's like anything else. If you do something day in and day out and you do it every day, it's like, you know, I remember a long time ago, I got some surgery done and I asked the guy very point blank. I said, how many surgeries have you done like this? And he says 8,000.
Yeah.
So I'm going, I think he knows what he might be doing, right? Yeah. And so if a guy, you know, not that the first guy who, you know, did it, this is my first time, I'd be a little concerned because he's never done it before. But again, he, you know, he said, I did 8,000 of these or something. I went, what the heck? You know, he was a little older gentleman. And I went, okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, and those guys like that, they do 3 or 4 a day, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's 3 or 4 a day. And like you and I, we do what we do every day. That's what they do every day.
That's right.
And it is impressive. And, you know, we are in a time where, you know, the employees and things like that from a construction industry, they're going to be really sucked away right now and drawn down south.
Yeah. A lot of that.
So, you know, there is going to be, a little bit, everybody has to be a little more patient with contractors right now on, you know, expectations from a timeline perspective. Sometimes a project may take a little bit longer because now we're also going to be forced with supply shortages.
If it's not one thing, it's another, you know, and that's what's going on right now. There's going to be a supply shortage here in the state. They said that they're trying to do everything in their power to bring all those items here, but it's going to take time, especially in some of those really super hard hit areas.
I mean, my goodness, some of the horrific stories that I've saw and read and
we were
talked to people about.
Talking when we were off the air about the young lady who was in her house and basically the water had come up through the house. Probably, I don't know how deep it was, waist deep or whatever. She had a two-year-old baby.
Where it was up to the husband's neck. And she was upstairs. So she had to come back downstairs with the baby in a bucket. Basically like rubber tub type thing, and the cat in the rubber tub, and then swam
like laundry tubs.
The two of them swam down the street to try to find safety in the middle of a storm
with the baby
and a cat. And I'm sure that's just one story of thousands of stories that, you know, of heroic people out there that really had to fight some, you know, crazy odds in this storm to survive.
There's been the videos that I've seen, you just went over, and I have friends down there. I have a bunch of friends down in Fort Myers area. They were blessed in the sense that they did not get the heavy damage. They said, how far was it away? He said about 2 miles, you know, so, but again, that's still close, but he said all trees down, their roofs, there was roof damage on their house, but they didn't get anything. They saw, especially, you know, the folks down there in, you know, Fort Myers and the Boca Raton and all that general vicinity was a mess.
Yeah. It's just,
I mean,
horrible.
Boca Raton's on the other side of my
God
head.
Bless him.
I sent the wrong set part of the state.
No, it's okay, Gary. There's so many cities and so many.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
we can't really keep track of them all. But what we do know is that the people that were affected by it, you know, we'll keep you in our prayers.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you can volunteer or if you can donate anything to their cause, the American Red Cross is a great organization that we know is going to get them their money and get them their goods or anything that you may
help
donate. Help them, you know, food, water, and you know, provisions. We'll be back after a break. We will be, if you need anything painted, give our guys at the Coating Man a call. You can reach them at 888-COAT-USA. They are painters trusted nationwide, the only company with a warranty never to fade, chip, crack, or peel for as long as you own your home. Call them now, 888-COAT-USA, for a free estimate, or you can reach them on the web at
thecoatingman.com.
There you go. Take it away, Shafalika.
You've been listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Reach out to us online at homeshowjax.com. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back. You're listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Feel free to give us a call at 855-765-1045. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, Jacksonville, North Florida, South Georgia. We are back in studio here with you. And, you know, before we went off air, we were just talking about just making sure that you guys really, if you've got projects going on, if you were affected by the storm, make sure you hire the right pros to do the job. Don't hire just a handyman off the street. You know, someone that comes popping by knocking on your door. It's not really, you know, in your best interest. It's in your best interest to do a little research, make sure the people are licensed, insured, and you have a way to reach them if, you know, they take some money and, you're missing them for a couple of weeks.
That's not good.
No, because that's what happens. And I hear about it all the time. There's a guy in the west side of Jacksonville over in the Argyle area, and he's a local handyman, and apparently his name is Toby. And what he likes to do is go around and he'll start a job and take the money and not finish the job. And then, you know, they can't get a hold of him, and he'll do one job right the first time, and then he'll do some unlicensed activity. And then he'll, you know, so all these different things, you know, and, you know, the Next Door app is a real good way for people that are communicating these days.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can't really get away with that kind of stuff because everybody talks to everybody nowadays. Yeah. You know, it's not like, you know, back in the day where, you know, you depended on a cell phone and or even regular before phone. That, you know, it's a regular phone. Nowadays we have the internet and everything is available. So, you know, you can really do a real quick search, and these apps that sort of connect the dots to everybody in the neighborhoods are good for that. It's word of mouth at its highest point.
Right.
And, you know, when these people start to get on somebody's case and then everybody starts sharing, you know, it can become, you know, a real fun thing to watch, you know, if you're on this side of the equation. But I'm sure if you're the guy out there that, you know, has done some bad work, you know, you may not like the attention.
Yeah. Stay away from this. Stay away from her. Stay away from him. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I've seen him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and for us, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, from our show's perspective, that you guys, you know, are as well informed as we can help keep you informed on just, you know, really knowing that, you know, there is better options out there.
Well, not only that, you know, talking about the options and things that are going on, we're coming up, obviously, we were just talking about off break, about the holiday season, you know, and Chaco, like, obviously, with the coating man, you know, there are going to be a lot of people that want to maybe get some interior work done, especially this time of the year, just to get it ready and prepped for the holidays. So you guys do that whole entire, you know, the whole entire interior projects, right?
Oh, yeah, we do everything. Interior, exterior, residential, commercial, drywall repairs, siding, stucco, you name it.
So somebody wants, I was going to ask you that, somebody wants maybe a part of a wall
like an accent wall. Yeah, we do that all the time.
Oh, nice. So yeah. Again, so, you know, if they're interested in that, I think you'd reach out to Jocko and his team at the Coating Man so they can help you out to get you prepared for the holidays. I assume you still have time between now and then.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we're just coming into October, so we got November and December. We got plenty of time. You know, maybe if you want it before Halloween, we might be pressed. But Thanksgiving or Christmas, not a problem.
You guys can even pressure wash, too, if they just want to refresh it.
Yeah, even if you just wanted to pressure wash the house, you have in-laws coming to town, you want the driveway, the house pressure washed real good, we come in and take care of it all for you.
It's great. Yeah, you know, this, you know, everybody's kind of looking at it this time of year. You know, we were just felt like it was 90 degrees, 100 degrees the last couple of weeks ago. And now it's, you know, with that coolness in the air, it gives that little nice, fall touch. And I kind of enjoy it, you know, and it almost smells like fall in the air.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. You know, it's not really like Christmas yet because, you know, and in Florida, we never really get to that point too long.
It's about as Christmas as it gets.
Yeah, but go to some of the big box stores. It's out already.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's on its way.
That's funny.
But, you know, it's funny because, you know, we do live in an area where, you know, we have chimneys, but it never really gets that cold.
No, we don't. But that's a problem around here, too, though. Some of the chimney issues, too.
Oh,
people don't think they don't have any, but there are chimney issues here in Florida.
Plenty of chimney issues. Almost, I'd say probably 7 out of 10 houses that we go to that have a chimney, the siding is either rotten, the deck boards under the shingles, they're real spongy right there because water's been getting under there. The flashing isn't proper. You know, there's a whole myriad of issues. That's before you mentioned stuff getting down inside of it. You know, rodents and raccoons and bats and
squirrels.
Rain, squirrels. Yeah. You name it.
Yep. And even if it's a fake fireplace, those boxes that have the little fake fireplace boxes on the back of the house, they have a lot of issues because especially for stucco, because they don't stucco that area thick enough. And so the stucco becomes like a thin cookie or a thin cracker, and it cracks real easy. So, you know, if you've got something going on, you have a project that you want to get taken care of before the holidays, give our guys at the Coating Man a call. If it's anything to do with painting, coating, interior, exterior, whatever, give them a call at 888-COAT-USA. That's 888-262-8872. And if you want to reach us here throughout the week, you can call us throughout the week at 833-HOME-SHOW for any other project needs that you may have questions about. You can reach us here anytime, any day. Gary, any thoughts?
No, other than they can get the Coating Man at thecoatingman.com online.
There you go. All right, Shafalika, take it away.
This is the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. We'd love to hear from you, so reach out online at homeshowjacks.com or give us a quick call at 855-765-1045. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back. You're listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. Reach out to us online at homeshowjacks.com. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, thank you, Shafalika, and thank you everyone out here listening to us. We are just trying to inform you, keep you up to date on some stuff, maybe, you know, entertain you a little bit as we go. But, you know, the big goal is to make sure that, you know, if you're listening to this show or this station on the weekends, you are getting, you know, value for your time.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's really it. You know, we want to make sure if you're paying attention to what we're saying, we're at least giving you something to listen to and hopefully value.
And if you have any questions, give us a holler, you know, give us a call at the radio station and we'll try to help you out and get you connected to the folks that can help you as well.
That's right. Absolutely. It's, you know, one of the things, you know, someone had asked about roofing. And if we knew anybody, you know, my recommendation is if you do need a new roof and you don't know who to call or you have a question, just go to aroofquote.com. That's aroofquote.com and fill out the form. And they will have, you know, several people, you know, contact you to get you a free roof quote, you know, from licensed and insured pros, because that's the real bottom line is you want to make sure that they're licensed and insured. And you can reach those guys also at 1-800-HIRE-A-PRO. That's 1-800-HIRE-A-PRO. And, you know, find out what, you know, what you need and they can help you out. But
speaking of hiring a pro, I was just talking to Jocko during the break and we were talking about the, you know, it's fall as we were talking a little bit earlier, but you know, what are some of the home improvements, Jocko, that we were talking about that some people should be thinking of or, you know, at this time of the year, you know, regarding their home?
Well, a lot of times we see, you know, people want to do, you know, it's always wise to clean your roof, get your roof cleaned out, get it, and especially after hurricane, check it, have a licensed roofer come in and check it, make sure your shingles aren't torn up or creased or, you know, nail pops or anything like that, because all those, even though we're sort of leaning out of the hurricane season, we're, you know, Florida, we get rain every day, you know, and so, and especially coming into the cold months, you know, maybe we get some freezing and things like that, that you really want to get your roof checked out and make sure it's weather tight and waterproof. You know, and aside from that, check your windows, make sure your windows are all caulked up, you know, make sure that you have, you've pulled away all the soil and all the debris from the house, get back there, cut the bushes back and pressure wash the house real good, get it clean. If you have any siding damage or stucco, you know, any wood rot, you know, you go ahead and get those things addressed, because as we come into the rainy, you know, windy, cold months, it's just going to get worse, you know?
Well, thermal activity in the cold, rainy winter months is more intense because the heat, we still get the heat. And we, you know, but it's a lot colder in the mornings. And then by the afternoon, it's, you know, 70, 80 degrees in the afternoon, maybe in December, sometimes even 90, right?
Yeah.
But it starts off super cold.
Yeah, it could be in the low 30s or 40s, and then it jumps up to the 80s. That's a 40 degree temperature swing.
Exactly. And that's a big difference in your house. There's something called mechanical weathering, and you know, this whole system of aging that the house does, it's you know, it basically from, you know, that thermal activity, you see the nail pops on the inside of the house, you see, you know, the all sorts of stuff go on.
Yeah, exactly. And I was gonna mention also, you want to look at your AC, and just like you had your water pump, your water heater, mm-hmm. these are things you want to get addressed before winter comes, because there's nothing like taking a cold shower when it's 30 degrees outside, no water heater.
That's when you decide not to take one that day.
That's when you go to the hotel. You got to rent a hotel room.
Put a big pan on the stove and make it nice and warm.
Old school style. Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah. You know, and then look at your heater. Make sure your AC is running up to par, because that's,
duct cleaning is another big thing too.
Yeah, but your heat pump, like you were just talking about, your heat pump in your house, hasn't been run all, look how many months it hasn't run.
Right.
So now we never run it. That first time it goes on, you get that burning smell in your house, and that's going to happen. But again, it's time to see if it's going to be working efficiently.
For furnace kicking on or whatnot. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, and you want to make sure that it's clean though, so when it does kick on, it doesn't create a fire, because lint fires and things like that are real.
Yeah.
It's just like a dryer. A dryer can catch on fire. If you're in there, you've got lint backed up in your dryer system and you're in there drying your clothes one day, it can catch on fire.
Every year, at least once a year, I get it done. I just have to get it done.
Clean the lint out of your dryer once a year?
Yeah, clear it. All the way up to the roof,
I know. I'm just
kidding. I get you.
I meant your dryer and your, where you put your clothes in.
Yeah. Well, you clean the air? You clean all your air ducts once a year?
Dryer vents.
Yeah.
Well, it's important.
And you see the people that, sometimes they clog those up, the ones that go to the exterior of a home.
Absolutely.
They don't realize they're concerned about
put a rag in there.
They do all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it runs your dryer a lot hotter too, and actually your life of your dryer will go down. So that's a smart thing to get done. It really is,
and it doesn't cost much.
Nothing,
and that's really
compared to what it can cost you. $150.
Maintenance is so much less expensive than replacement of things. Your AC maintenance, your roof maintenance, your car maintenance.
Yeah.
It costs so much less than it is. I mean, if you didn't change your oil and you blew up your engine, that's $6,000.
I was about to say,
but the oil change was $99.
Yeah, $50-$60 oil change, you just blew up a $6,000 engine.
Yeah,
I mean, you go out and buy yourself a nice $2,000, maybe $3,000 dryer, and you don't take care of the inside of that, and it's gonna be a problem.
Oh yeah, they don't last forever.
No,
unless you take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, again, if you don't clean out those vents, and all of a sudden you can tell if you're not cleaning the vents out though, that dryer gets really warm, hot.
Actually, yeah, really hot, hot. And as an appliance, if you have appliances that you need, addressed, you want to make sure you do that too. Especially, refrigerators or your deep freezer, you don't want to lose all your food.
No.
One of the other big things that I, try to tell people, especially in Florida, have a generator around. Even if you can't afford your own, make sure that you at least, maybe you have a neighborhood generator or something where everybody co-ops in and whatever, but have your own generator if you can. And, I like Generac. I'm not supporting Generac specifically, but I like them. I like their system.
They make good
products. They stand behind it with a great warranty. And, when the power goes out, they come on.
Well, I think there was a lot of people surprised about this. And I didn't even know it. My neighbor got a generator next door and he ran it for a little bit. I guess we had a power outage for about 15 minutes, but it was interesting because he ran a little bit of time. My other neighbor bought one too, and he didn't run it. He went to take it back and they won't take him back. I don't know if you noticed that. Some of the big box stores says there's no return on generators.
Ah, interesting. Uh-huh. So there'll be a lot of them on sale this weekend. If you want to go and get your generator, look on Facebook right now in the marketplace.
I bet you're going to see a lot.
You're going to find a lot on sale.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. But then if you go up to the big box store, which I was up there the other day, there was a sign up there right by the generator.
Well, it's smart. It's like, and I never thought about it before until somebody pointed out to me, but it's like sometimes you go to somebody's house for Super Bowl and they got this huge TV, an 80-inch TV, whatever. And, they take it back the next day. They buy it for one day and then they take it back. Have you ever heard of such a thing? It's same thing with the generators.
I would never do that, but I don't even think about doing that.
No, that never crossed my mind.
Yeah, no, but I have heard that happen. I knew a guy that used to buy suits to go on an interview, and then he'd take the suit back after the interview, Gary.
I guess there's always.
And he'd always leave the tag, and because I asked him, I said, "Why do you?" I thought it was like something fashion that I was missing out on, literally, because I'm not a fashionable guy. You know me, and I'm like, man, is this something new?
Well, yeah, you see that at school too sometimes.
And I'm like, wow, what's kids wearing them with
the tag. I just don't get it. You know, I guess there's always somebody going to try to scam them. But I think this, you know, my neighbor down the street, he was being honest. He didn't even open the box. Yeah. Because I didn't open the box, but I think he thought, oh, I can take it back. And he's the one that told me, so I can't take it back.
Yeah.
But he said he's going to keep it. He's going to keep it.
Yeah. Something like that, it pays for itself.
It absolutely does. And if you need anything taken care of, interior, exterior, from a painting, coating perspective, or you want to just check out what a true coating is, a never have to do it again type product on your house, give our friends at The Coating Man a call. You can reach them at 888-COAT-USA. That's 888-262-8872. If you need a roof done, you can call our friends at aroofquote.com or call them on the phone at 800-HIRE-A-PRO. That's 1-800-HIRE-A-PRO. And you can get all sorts of help there.
And for The Coating Man, just give him a look at online at thecoatingman.com.
There you go. Take it away, Shefalika.
You've been listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call at 855-765-1045. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back. You're listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Feel free to give us a call at 855-765-1045. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, thank you for listening. Jacksonville in North Florida, South Georgia. Letting that music roll a little bit. Just enjoying today. It is a beautiful day out today.
Gorgeous.
I mean, we couldn't really ask for a better, more pleasant day.
Chamber of Commerce weather the last week.
I mean, you name it. I mean, I'm so impressed by it. You know, there's a lot going on out here in Jacksonville today. So if you want to get out and about and be a part of it all, you really have to get downtown and just, you know, go out and see that new ship that's down there. I don't know what year it was built, and I don't know a lot about it, but I can't even pronounce it. But I know it's down there.
Yeah, my wife and I are talking about going down maybe next week.
Yeah, and it's not going to be here forever. So you want to make sure you get out and get down there and take a look at it. As far as I know, I heard it's a moving museum. Whether or not they're moving it somewhere local or not, I don't know. But there's really a lot to do. Jocko, you were telling us about a walking tour of a underground tunnels and things here.
Yeah, I guess there's a guy who does underground tours. There's a bank vault and there's like tunnels under Jacksonville. A lot of people aren't familiar with it, but I think it's called Walking Tours Jacks or some Underground Tours Jacks. And you just Google it and articles will come up and you'll get in the right place.
There you go. You know, because, you know, enjoying the city that we live in is super key. I mean, we have the largest park system, I think, in the nation.
It's the largest city in the nation.
Yeah, but our city park system, we have, I think it's more park. It's either more parks or more square footage of park system. I don't know the actual on that. If you work for the park system and you're listening, give us a call here and help us out. But we do have a lot going on in Jacksonville and a lot of stuff that you can do for free.
And
a lot of history. A lot of people don't know that the Civil War was fought right here in the St. John's River all the way out to the west side.
Absolutely.
And really all the way out to Ocala.
Over down to the Alusti.
Yeah.
All that. So the city does have a lot of history for sure. Yeah. You know, both good and bad. But, you know, the city is really looking for some change and opportunity. You know, politics is something that I try not to ever really get into, but I do know that it is important to, you know that, you know, we are in an epic time where we really need to make sure that, you know, everybody that pays attention to this station, I know you guys are all voting and you guys are all out here trying to make a difference for the community. But anybody that you know that doesn't have that same mindset, just try to get them involved. Make sure that they, you know that, you know, their voice is important, because that's what we do here on this show, is we try to make sure we have a voice for you guys, the voice of the community. You know, when somebody does something bad, you know, give us a call. If somebody does something good and you want to let everybody know about it, give us a call, because that is what the radio station's here for. You know, it's a rare opportunity that you get an opportunity really to voice yourself or to get an opportunity to really be on the show. So if you want to be a part of this show, give us a call. It doesn't cost you anything to call in. 855-765-1045. Ask some questions or just make a statement about something that you want to talk about.
I wanted to roll back just for a moment. It's the USS Oreck is what it
Oreck.
Was. Okay. That's the one. It's going to be here for a while. But yeah, it's a floating museum, and it's only $15 to get in for adults, $10 for kids. And they're looking for people. And even if you want to go down and you know, donate your time, they're looking for volunteers.
Wow. I wonder how many guys and gals, here locally actually served on that ship. It would be very interesting to find out.
It says, I don't know when it was decommissioned, but I know that it did fight in the Korean and the Vietnam War.
Wow. Yeah. So these guys, you know, it's
a heavy, I saw it down there. It's parked outside the Hyatt, I think. Yeah. In St. John's, it's a heavy duty.
I'd like to buy one of those.
It is a big.
I would buy one of those. Have them on auction. You can buy one at auction. Yeah. But you know, it's transporting it, getting it prepped.
You can't put it in the back of your Ford pickup and drive down the street to the next.
No, that's why I drive a Dodge, Gary, because I can put it on the back of the Dodge. Well,
there you go.
Haul it, but
you
the
can't
Dodge
put
will.
That thing on the back of a dozen Dodges.
Yeah, for real. Now that thing,
it doesn't semis.
You got to float it out.
That thing is so big. But that's just the technology they had back in the day. If you could, you know, step back in time and walk the halls that those men walked and feel the energy, I imagine it's something that you can't even put into words, you know.
Well, I want to go down for a couple of reasons. Number one, I've never been on a battleship or this cruiser. It's called the Gearing Class. But I have been where I grew up in north on Lake Erie. We had the flagship Niagara, which fought in the Battle of Lake Erie, and it's one of our landmarks for the city up there. And it's nothing like being on one of those old wooden tall ship.
Wow!
And seeing how they're made and how they're constructed and all that from there. But just
it's still around. It's a wooden ship.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's old tall ships.
Now I'm gonna have to do some research because I've never heard of the Battle of
Lake Erie. Yes. Sir Oliver Hazard Perry fought the Battle of Lake Erie, but we're going to talk more about down here. But it was, there's a great story behind what happened.
One of those with the sails that has a big mast and everything.
Huge, yeah.
Wow. We'll have to do some research on that.
It's a great history. People don't realize, don't give up the ship.
Yeah, exactly. Well, absolutely. It's been a pleasure to serve you guys today here on the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV. If you need any projects done, give us a call here at the Home Show throughout the week at 833-HOME-SHOW. That's 833-HOME-SHOW. And if you want to get anything painted, interior, exterior, give our guys at the Cody Man a call. They are the only company with a true never paint again warranty, warranting and guaranteeing as fading, chipping, cracking, and peeling for as long as you own your home. And you can also get them online at thecodingman.com. And I guess, we will see you guys next week. Oh, the last thing I want to say is if you do need to get a new roof, give our guys at aroofquote.com an opportunity or call them at 1-800-HIRE-A-PRO, and they will get you hooked up with the right guys.
See you guys next week.
Thank you, Shefalika, and everyone else, have a great day.
Well, that wraps it up for today's show. If you had a great time like we did, let us know online at homeshowjacks.com. We always love to hear from you, and thank you so much for listening.